Time now for Backyard Almanac with Mr. Larry Weber. He calls, he says hello in a cheerful way, and I just grump at him. I didn't get pictures of anything. It just rained all week, blah, blah, blah. And of course, Larry's cheerful because he knows that rain is good for the universe. Hey, Larry, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, and welcome to the second half of April. We ended last night, we ended the first half, and I've been watching the months carefully lately by the halves that they do. And even though we had a chilly week and a big part of the week was wet and we had snow, believe it or not, we have been higher than normal for the first half of the month, temperature-wise, yes. That goes back to way back at the beginning when we had some days that reached into the 70s. Yes, this week, however, we were cooler and we were wet. There's some disappointments in that with a lot of people and perhaps some critters, but overall, I think it was really a blessing. We are precipitation-wise, this is an interesting statistic, we are twice, as of the first half, we are twice above normal. And if we never got another drop of moisture the rest of the month, we would still be above normal. And if you carry it over for the year, we are quite a bit. We're about an inch and a half above normal. Now, I think those statistics are very good, and they certainly showed some responses. If you do any wandering around the region, you may notice there are a lot of lawns that are now green thanks to the recent rains. Yes. Like I said, we may not appreciate it, but those plants out there sure did. And yesterday I had a wonderful walk where I took a look at wildflowers in the woods. Now, the real month for spring wildflowers is May, but things got off to an earlier start, which slowed down this week. But nevertheless, they're out there, and I found three kinds in bloom that I thought were just super. And this is going to continue to be a lot more kinds as we get into the rest of April and into May. The first spring wildflower that I find blooming every year, and I've never had an exception to this, is Hepatica. Hepatica gets its name because somebody thought the leaves of it, which have three parts to it, or three lobes, were like the three lobes of liver. And so it's gotten the name Hepatica, also called liver leaf. It is a flower of either blue or purple, and it keeps its leaves all winter. So therefore, when spring comes, it's ready to bloom very quickly. The petals are either six or, well, they're, most of the time they're six. And they're said they're either almost white or kind of purple. Next, I found Spring Beauty. Spring Beauty is it lives up to its name. It is really a terrific little flower. It has very thin leaves, almost as thin as grass. And then it has five pink petals. The petals have lines in them. And it is a very low plant. You've got to be looking down as you wander around to find it. But it is one that comes from underground with new leaves and new stem and new flowers each year. And it, I already found it in bloom yesterday. The other one that's a very early one is bloodroot. The bloodroot is one of the few flowers that we have around that has eight petals. And the petals, when they open wide, can remind you of looking at a daisy. It is not even related to a daisy, but nevertheless, it has the big white petals like such. Bloodroot is not the first one to bloom, but it is the first one to be finished blooming. Many times their flowering is all done very early in the spring when others haven't even started. In addition to that, we have trees giving us quite a show. I've mentioned in previous weeks that if you want to look for early spring, you look into the trees. We had in end of March and early April, we had the silver maples in bloom, and you'll still find some in bloom. But right now, this week, I noticed it was the red maples that have really taken on the flowers. They are like the silver maple. They're separate male and female, and the female ones are quite red, and it's quite a beautiful tree right now. In addition to that, we still have plenty of catkins from hazel, alder, aspen, and willow, and they are reaching maturity and many times falling off. And then we have a forsythia tree that I think is going to be opening its flowers today. It is just a superb, beautiful, beautiful tree. If that's not enough, we have some trees, usually small trees and bushes, that are opening their leaves. Number one, once again, I have not found exceptions to this. Number one is always the elder, as in redberry elder or elderberry. They open compound leaves, which are many little leaflets. And the way they unfold, they almost look like a hand reaching out from the buds. In addition to that, there are fly honeysuckle and gooseberry. Those are two shrubs that are very early to open their leaves. And quaking aspen will be soon opening its leaves, as will be lilac. Other things of note that responded to the recent rains, the vernal ponds are really good now. I took a walk this week where I checked out the conditions of the vernal ponds, and they were all really good. This was on, the walk I took was on Wednesday, and even though they had plenty of water, I did not hear any frogs calling at all in those vernal ponds. However, yesterday, Thursday afternoon, as the temperature warmed up, I heard the usual trio of early frogs. The wood frog, which makes a glucking or quacking kind of noise, was the first one to call, and they were definitely calling in large numbers yesterday. Chorus frogs, which make kind of a creaking sound, they were calling, and peepers, which lives up to their name with the sound they make. Both the chorus frog and peepers are very small. They're only about an inch long, but they really let us know. It's also interesting to note that these early frogs, we almost never see them, but we will definitely be hearing them. And speaking of hearing them, we are also at the time now where we're starting to get some of the migrants that have shown up, some of the bird migrants, to be singing. Red-winged blackbirds come back a couple weeks ago, and they're still out there singing, and I heard them again this morning. But this week I heard a song sparrow singing as well, and I'm sure there are those, though I haven't heard it myself, I'm sure there are those who have been hearing robins sing as well. In addition to that, we have, during my walk this morning, I heard a loon calling. There's rough grouse drumming. There's woodpeckers drumming of a different type, but they're still drumming. Sandhill cranes were calling. Geese, Canada geese, get very loud in their calling. So there are those who are a little bit more of a silent migrant, but nevertheless, they're really cool to see. And that is, I saw several golden crowned kinglets yesterday, brown creepers, both in small birds, and they usually are silent. And then yesterday, I saw the first hermit thrush of the season. Thrushes are quite common in our area, and we have several kinds of them. The best known, of course, is the robin, a bluebird, which is another migrant which will be coming back soon if it hasn't already come back, is a kind of thrush. But we have several others that are more of a brown type of thrush that pretty much stay back in the woods, and hermit thrush seems to be always the first one to return in migration, and I saw one yesterday. A couple things I haven't yet seen, but I'm on the lookout for, are your first yellow rump warbler, tree swallows, winter wren, ruby-crowned kinglet, and maybe a few more insect-eating birds like phoebe will be showing up soon. So yes, the second half of April has a lot going on, and I would recommend, because according to the forecast, we're going to get sun for a couple of days, I'm going to recommend getting out and taking a look and seeing what's showing up. You're going to see something today you didn't see yesterday, and you're going to see something tomorrow you didn't see today. And there's always the change. Days continue to get longer. We are now more than 13 and a half hours of daylight, moving towards 14 hours. Sunset now is at 8 o'clock. So yes, Lisa, welcome to the second half of April, and plenty is happening. So enjoy.
I certainly shall. You too, Larry. Thanks a million for the tips. Larry Weber, our host of Backyard Almanac, always giving us new things to look for in the great outdoors. Backyard Almanac, a regular feature of Fridays, right here on 103.3 KUMD.